Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 125.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast.
Learn jazz piano without all the guesswork.
Now, your host, Brendan Lowe.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, where we have one mission, that is to help you achieve jazz piano freedom so that you can express your true inner soul and emotions instead of having to copy what others have shown you. Now, we do this by providing structured and organized jazz piano education on specific jazz piano tools that you can then take and use over any tune so that you have complete jazz piano freedom. Hi, my name is Brendan Lowe, and welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 125. In this episode, I'm going to be putting everything that we've been going over in the last couple weeks, the last couple podcasts, putting it all in together into one and showing you exactly how it can turn out, how you should work on it, and how it basically all fits in to create a finished product. So the fun thing about this episode is that I'm actually going to use one of the backing tracks because the engineer has been working on them. I'm going to use one of the backing tracks that I created in the studio to play with. So one of the vocalists, I'm going to play blues, and I'm going to use the backing track that is available. Obviously, there's tons more. We did about 21 recordings, 21 backing tracks, all different styles, different tunes and things like that, pop, rock. Man, you got everything in there. Woo! So I'm going to play with one of those recordings and show you how we put all the different pieces together. So that would be awesome. And again, go to jazzpianoschool.com/singers to get on the email list for our release, and it's getting super, super close, okay? It's getting super, super close. So get on that list. You'll get more information about that. And again, I think that's it. You'll get information. You're going to get a huge discount, obviously. We're opening it up to charter prices first for all the new members that sign up. And then obviously it's going to go up and have a different price after our release, after our launch. So that'll be fun. And let me see. I guess let's get right into this. Here we go. So this is going to be Centerpiece. Now, taking everything, the tune that we're going to be working on is Centerpiece. It's just a blues, standard blues. Taking everything we've done and putting it together, that's the tricky part, right? Working on these individually is kind of easy, not necessarily. But again, I just want to cover the textures real quick. We have our two feel. We have our switch. We have our in-measure switch, and we have a walking bass, and obviously we have a lot of other components that I actually haven't had time to explain and talk about that are in the specialty course as well, right? Reharms, double-handed comps, fills, movements, different types of rhythmic aspects and things like that. So please don't think that you're getting everything with these podcasts. I mean, there's so much more, and again, you're going to see me play so much more. So the two feel, right? This is about the tempo of the track is. I'm going to turn my keyboard up just a little bit here. Cool. So that's more the two-feel texture. Then we have the switch. And again, I was using some of the switch in there just a little bit, but here's the true switch kind of happening as every measure. So obviously with a slow tempo like this, it's really, really funny because I've been demonstrating on a fast tempo, the switch, every measure, it's like, oh, that's a long time. At a slow tempo, that's a long time for an active roll to happen. It actually is kind of strange, right? So we want to use more of the in-measure switch and kind of two-feel comping for this type of slow tempo. And again, you know, when we're approaching tunes, these are the things we want to think about. So I'd use more of an in-measure switch for this type of tune. You know, so moving back and forth, interactive, different kind of lines. Obviously, my comping's interactive, my left hand's interactive, using some reharms in there as well. And then obviously we have a full walking bass, and I know my hand's off the camera, but you know, just picture this nice. I'm using the lowest part of the piano here. Obviously, walking bass is a very nice texture as well. But putting them all together, that's our goal. That's our mission, right? To create this nice balanced, you know, supportive element. Like, it just makes me so excited. This supportive story, I guess, this overall just atmosphere of amazing textures, movements, reharms, comps, you know, getting into the upper area here. I'm going to use that, you know, with what we do here with the kind of our more of a different sort of spread voicings here, or maybe, you know, some more kind of I guess shell voicings, right? What, 3 and 7 here with our, you know, stuff like that. We have some passing reharms I'm gonna do. You know, we can do all sorts of things. That kind of adding that in the blues that came out instinctually. Sorry about that. And again, so that's what I'm saying. You don't have to. Everything I've been teaching has been on this area because that's mainly what we need to focus on. But obviously, all these types of flourishes, atmospheres, and fills using these types of elements are great. That's the flavor. That's the spice that you want to add into your accompaniment, right? It's not just about this, but this is how you start it. This is how you create the foundation. You move up here into the different higher registers to kind of add in your say, because this stuff is going to cut through more, right? Anytime you're comping here or playing in these types of registers, you're going to be heard. Okay, you need to know that. So if your whole accompaniment is up here, you're going to be completely overbearing to the vocalist, right? It's going to be very, very annoying. You don't want to do that. That's why you want to master the switch. You want to master the two feel, the in measure switch, the accompaniment down here in the low end section first, then start to add your flavor. Cool. So let me demonstrate. Let's see if I can do this. I'm going to throw, hopefully this doesn't stop the recording if I'm playing in two places at once. Let me try this real quick. I don't even know what this is going to do right here. I'm playing, recording and then playing at the same time. Will this work? All right, well, that was a fiasco. Here we go. I'm going to try this again, see if this works. It's going to be a lot of editing on this podcast. Let me see here. Sorry. Okay, cool.
The more I'm with you, pretty baby, the more I feel my love increase. I'm building all my dreams around you. My happiness will never cease. But nothing's any good without you. 'Cause baby, you're my centerpiece. We'll buy a house and garden somewhere along country road appears. A little cut
All right, cool. Well, that went pretty well. Kind of. So, you know, obviously I was doing a lot of different things in here and a lot of the different movements and stuff. You're probably like, what the heck are you playing, right? I don't want to get into those necessarily. I love putting, just to give you a couple, I love putting the third here, more of a E altered in the on the second beat. Or excuse me, one, two, three, four here leading into the F. I was playing an F sus a lot. I did a lot of crazy things. I don't know why I did it, but it felt fun to me in the moment. I do that a lot. Also the tritone, one, two. So this is a G flat sharp 11, nine chord right here or here, right? Okay, I had some passing diminished reharms here, drop twos here, right? So this is a sus, more of a sus, passing sus diminished, but I'm using my C minor voicings to create that sus movement. Right, you hear that? And then I can go back into the dominant drop too if I want. It's a little low, right? Tritone again to move back into my C. This is another thing I did. This is kind of very, very, it probably wasn't in place. I don't know what prompted me to do this. I do like that sound. That's probably why I added it in there, right? But again, you know, this is C sus with resolution, B sus. Instead of playing your dominants, right? You can play your dominants here. I was playing sus resolution. And again, you can put the relative two minor there if you want. And then on the two chord, I was playing D sus a lot again. I went up to the tritone here, A flat 7. G sus flat 13. I love this chord. It's very churchy. This is a little, our little turnaround here. Cool. So as you can see, like with that amount of time, you have so much, you have so many possibilities to just do whatever you want. I mean, there's so much opportunity to move around, to add in your own voice. And again, that's with a slow tempo, right? With that slow tempo. And we have the, you know, I'm doing my active role switches, right? Let me do this again just a little. No, that's all right. So, so you do have your active role switches, right? But they're coming, you have so much time that it's kind of like you really need to lay back on it and just kind of feel comfortable with that space, right? This is more of a two feel. I'd love that sus chord there. You don't have to use that. You just go to your dominant there. You go to your five sus there, or you can go to your diminished. I use that a lot as well, right? Dominant, diminished. And then you can go to your 1/5 here. Tritone. That's a, you know, so I'm using my active roll here. And obviously you can see I'm putting my C7 kind of more towards the end, the back end of the measure. So a full measure is G almost. Right, really quickly, I'm moving into that F7. Again, you can move up here for some comps, right? But again, and at this slow tempo for your active roll switches, it's great to use more of a double time feel to create those types of fills, right? So, what did I do there? Right. Know, stuff like that, like a triplet feel, kind of a quarter note triplet feel, whatever kind of double time you want to use. And it doesn't have to be super, super flourished. Again, it can be sparse, right? Let me try this again. I'm going to make it just a little bit sparser, not so much movement and stuff like that. Let me skip past this. Yeah, we'll just leave it here. I'll do an intro. She's laying back a lot.
The more I feel my love increase, I'm building all my dreams around you. My happiness will never cease.
I don't know what I was doing there.
But nothing's any good
without
you.
That That was A flat sus to G sus.
'Cause baby, you're my centerpiece. We'll buy a house and garden somewhere.
So it can be very light, right?
Along a country road apiece.
Active roll.
A little cottage.
Active roll.
On the switch. Outskirts.
In measure
where
switch.
We can really find release. But nothing's ever.
Switch in measure switch.
Cause baby, you're my
two feel. Maybe I explore more the middle register now, because she's starting to move up a little bit.
The more I feel my love increase, I'm building
some fourth.
All my dreams around you. My happiness will
four
never
minor.
Cease. But nothing's any good.
A flat sus. G sus.
Cause baby, you're my centerpiece. So oh, we'll buy a house and garden somewhere along a country road apiece.
You can go into more of a stride feel.
A cottage on the outskirts where we can really find release. But nothing's any good without you.
So again, that's how you're using everything together. You always want a balance. You always want a combination of everything happening at once. That's why it's so important to master each of these steps, and that's exactly what I'm teaching you in the Singer Accompaniment Mastery course. It's all these different individual components. That's what makes up the whole story. You need to add in all of this. Can you imagine if I was just walking bass the entire time? Does this? Even if I was adding some reharms, like I'm already bored. Like it already sounds like just a backing track. Like, you know what I mean? You have to add the switch. You have to add the switch, the interaction between your hands, the movements, the reharms to build this full picture that's going to ultimately create ultimate support, ultimate fun, this amazing musical atmosphere to keep the both parties engaged, yourself and the vocalist. So I hope that was fun for you. Man, I'm really not looking forward to editing this episode because this is a complete mess with my screw-ups in there, but hopefully I can work my magic. All right. So have fun. Again, go to jazzpianoschool.com/singers. And again, when we launch the course, if you don't get on the email list, that will turn into our live open page, so you can use that anyway to pick up the discount, obviously, as well. The email list will get some other bonuses and things like that, so it'd be cool to sign up for that. jazzpianoschool.com/singers. And yeah, it's going to be absolutely fantastic. That's just one of the tracks. We have about 21 backing tracks. Again, we're going to have full analysis, transcription, voiceover with me explaining exactly what I'm doing, more in depth, more analysis. You can obviously use the vocal tracks with the click, without the click. You got all sorts of styles. You got all the education, all the videos. And to top it off, it's hosted on our new platform, which is absolutely fantastic. And the navigation's amazing. I'm excited. I love it. I love doing this. I love my life. I love my job sometimes. No, I do. So, I don't know why I'm still talking, but have a fantastic day and happy practicing.